Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we have Trevor Montgomery from the band Young Moon coming on to have a corridor about the band's latest tour, which is called the Orbiting Islands Tour. It's coming down to Otepoti this Thursday. It's also going down to Invercargill tomorrow. Good morning to you, Trevor. How are we feeling?
Morning. I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm going real chill, man. Things here in Otepoti are, you know, it's a Tuesday. It's kind of overcast. It's whatever. How are things in Nelson?
Well, currently I'm in Blenheim, so I drove over this morning. The band is here in Blenheim, and that's where we're departing from. But it's absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, sunny. Mm-hmm. So many clouds, beautiful big white clouds in the blue sky.
Mean.
Couldn't ask for anything better. Yeah.
What's the vibe in Nelson post-flood? Because it seemed like that was a pretty gnarly time for y'all.
It was, yeah. Actually, like, one of my coworkers, I ended up having to put him up in my house because he lost his whole house. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how fast it recovers from stuff like that. It's just kind of like everything goes back to normal. Droop. Everything's kind of like rebuilt already, and the river's been like, they did a lot of work on the river, so yeah, seems back to normal.
That's cool. I mean, it's glad to see that things are healing. That's a real good sign. I thought it'd be a bit more long-term damage there, but it's good that there's not. Now, I saw on Instagram you describe yourself as a vegan alien dad poet. I want to know, where does the alien part come from?
I mean, it's just like me thinking that there's just so much unexplainable stuff. It really just comes from the fact that I'm obsessed with sci-fi. I've always kind of been obsessed with that whole spectrum. But, you know, I just look around and I see trees and I see different species on the planet, and it doesn't all kind of make sense how everything goes together. And then there's us. So I tend to think that maybe we need a better explanation for how we all ended up on this planet, and the fact that there's infinite space, you know. There's just so many possibilities, you know.
There are lots of possibilities. That is very true. I mean, there's that theory that life came to the planet on a meteor. That's called transpermia, and that bacterial life came from outer space. But that's kind of been a little bit like shot down in the scientific community. Do you believe that we are descendants from aliens? Is that is that one of many hypotheticals?
I mean, hypothetically, I feel like it's very possible that we could have come here and we are the ones that are the alien species on this planet.
Mm.
Because plants and trees have a way better relationship to survive on this planet than we do. They just use sun and that's it. So, you know.
Yeah. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that?
Yeah. We need to evolve. Well, if we had access to the complete use of our brains, I think maybe we could get to that place. But
yeah. Well, hopefully. Now, you mentioned that you're a fan of sci-fi. What would be your, like, top three sci-fi works of all time?
I think, like, Dune, of course. I really like this guy, Adrian Tchaikovsky, and this book called Children of Ruin. That series is so cool. And then, of course, The Three Body Problem just blew my mind, too. Mm. That book's... Yeah.
I haven't...
But they made the show.
What do you think of the show, The Three Body Problem show on Netflix? I watched it, and I was impressed. I was impressed.
It's good. They, like, totally culturally shifted it from China to the UK, but whatever.
Mm.
I mean, it's really more about China and, like, the revolution in China. And, like, it all stems from that. But the books are just so amazing. The series does a pretty good job, but, I mean, I would read the books. Yeah.
Mm.
I definitely am going to read them again at some point. Yeah.
I mean, I need to give it a gaze. So, it's funny.
So thought inspiring.
Yeah. What, sorry?
It's so thought inspiring. It just makes your mind go, like, Yeah, we could have sent signals out into deep space that we don't even realize we sent out. And like the whole idea of the dark forest and that concept. It's like, yeah, the only reason somebody hasn't found us yet is because it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But once you start projecting all these signals out into space, then, you know, there you go.
Mm.
You might find it.
Yeah, that's kind of similar to, like, I guess, the Fermi paradox and the great filter theory as well.
Lots of
fun sci-fi stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. You're obviously got an American accent. You're from San Francisco. Why, when you came to Aotearoa, why did you choose Nelson of all places to settle down?
We chose it because it was like my family had connections there to my partner's mom and dad lived there, and so we had that support to help us with our daughter, you know. We had that connection, so and also we just felt like connected to it from visiting and really enjoyed it as a, you know, a place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a huge change for us, but a change that we really needed in our lives. Yeah.
So. Mm. True. It's good to change pace and go a little bit quieter sometimes. I mean, compared to San Francisco, it's quite a night and day switch.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's so, like, I lived there for 25 years and I went through so many different phases of that city. But, you know, when all's said and done, it's not really that different. It's like, it's all how you perceive things. And I really do enjoy, like, a smaller community. And it's so much better for my mental health. And that's, like, such a big thing that I didn't realize that I was suffering, like, as much as I was. So being in a smaller space has been so good for my artistic mindset. So, yeah.
Sure. Well, we'll hone in on that theme because, you know, you've released a double EP this year, Paraverbal Orchids / Young Moon is a Broken Bone. It's a double EP, so it's an EP that's split in two, essentially. How do you think moving to Nelson and improving on your mental health has impacted your music and impacted the sound of this new double EP that you've put out?
Well, it's like, I think on a couple of levels, it's like, enabled me to be able to get back in touch with, like, what my true original reason for doing music was, is like trying to get back to that, like, essential place that I had lost contact with. Like, I've gotten a bit just watered down and lost my connection to why I made music.
Mm.
And so I've been able to hone back into that and really find that connection again to this, like, really strong spiritual emotional place that I write music from. And so I think it's affected that. Also, having like this giant, I have a really great studio space that provides a lot of psychic, there's nobody around, you know. I can be loud, I can be noisy, I can take chances. I don't feel like anybody's, like, hovering in the next practice room judging me, you know. Mm. That kind of stuff affects an artist sometimes, and I feel like it's good to have that kind of freedom in a space where you can just try things and just go, okay, I'm going to try this, and I don't even care. Mm-hmm. Like, I've stopped caring what other people think and just started making the art that I really feel like I want to make, so that's so important, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man, because oftentimes the more public you are, the more under pressure or under scrutiny you feel, even though it might not be real. It's just kind of a feeling you get because you want to be doing your own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people are sensitive, especially artists and all people in general, I think.
Mm.
We're sensitive to, like, you know, it's like, I just feel like, especially for artists, and I just relate that to me because that's my journey. But yeah, it helps to have, like, to remove yourself and have a space where you can just try things, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before that you've kind of reconnected with an old, I guess, perspective or feeling to make music again. What is that feeling or that connection that you've missed out on, and how do you describe it?
Well, I think it's just like this innate, like, need to sing and make songs, like, that I found kind of later in my life when I just started singing, like, I was always, like, really, just due to the way my life went, I really wasn't exposed to singing and feeling like that was an option for me. So when I finally found it, I had this, like, really, you know, strong connection to be able to express complicated things through just singing and making little songs, really simple songs. And, like, I kind of lost my way with that, but I've been able to find my way back to that. So, I don't know.
Yeah. That's great. And it seems like you really have been able to find your way back to it because you've released a double EP, which is quite an accomplishment. Do you think that's kind of a lost art, doing double albums or double EPs?
I mean, I think that, yeah, I had so much material. Like, I didn't know what to do with it all. Like, I made a record, the record I released on Arindle, called Triggered by Sunsets. And I also had all these enough songs for these two EPs, all from the same time period. So it was like, what am I going to do? So I just kind of like, yeah, I just reworked them. Yeah, I think it is lost. I think people should put more stuff, you know, like people that I really respect. Like, I hadn't looked at this guy Damian Jurado's, like, you know, artist profile in a while, and I see how many records that guy makes. It's like, I'm just like amazed. I'm like, yes, he's so prolific. That's such like a good thing for an artist. I mean, he's amazing, and he just keeps making record after record after record. I love hardworking artists. I mean, I think that, like, the harder we work and the more we do it, the more we get connected to the pure, like, creative force, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it feels like that creative force, especially around album releases, has been a little bit sapped because of the nature of self-promotion and marketing in the modern music sphere. Like, you really have to, if you want to, you know, I don't know, get more eyes on your stuff, you have to make TikToks and you have to make a Linktree and Instagram and all this marketing bullshit. So it feels like if you just make more music and more records, you're getting towards your artistic truth more, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's depressing. It's super depressing. That stuff can really get you down, for sure. It gets me down because I'm terrible at it and I'm not really that interested in it. And I'm not trying to be a hater. It's necessary. You have to do it. But really, it's not what it's about for me. And, like, that's what I love about, like, the band and, like, how we take the songs and we make them something completely different. Mm. Like, I hate to, like, I mean, it's weird for me to reference, but I will reference. I really love, like, the Grateful Dead and everything they did over their whole career. And just about how their whole experience was about the live experience and, like, changing the songs and, like, making every set just be, like, a different thing. That's something that I love about our band, is that, like, every time we go to play a show, things just happen on stage. We take songs in directions that we might not have taken them before, and they just kind of go. And they're, like, these different interpretations of these simple songs that I record. And nothing can take away from that. That has nothing to do with the internet. It's just about live music, people being in a room, and that's, like, the most powerful force in music, I think. You know?
Completely. And you were recently in a room in Blenheim doing that very thing. What's the vibe there when you're in Blenheim playing a show? Are the audience quite active? Are they energetic?
Oh, yeah. It's like, usually a lot of movement happening, dancing.
In Blenheim?
Oh, yeah, in Blenheim,
okay,
for
cool,
sure.
Cool.
Nelson as well, just, like, complete interaction. I've started to notice more recently lots of singing along to the songs, too, which I really is an amazing thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I haven't, just in the last year, I've, like, tapped into the ability to be able to open my eyes while I perform, which is this whole new spectrum for me.
Mm.
And so I've been trying to connect with people by looking them directly in the eyes more.
Mm.
I think it's a really powerful thing to share when you're in the live spectrum.
Mm.
It's like making these connections. Like, it's such a good vibe. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Generally, overwhelming positive vibes at our shows, so, yeah.
Cool. And you're taking these positive vibes to Pearl Diver this Thursday, where you're playing with Sand Saucer. Are you excited to play in Otipoti for the first time?
So excited. It's like the history, for me, going to a place that I've never played, it's so exciting for me. Mm. Like, I love meeting new people and maybe making some new friends in the music world. That's something that I live for, and I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm also excited there might be some good vegan food in your town.
There is indeed. Let Them Eat Vegan is an excellent spot. I can't recommend it enough. And there's also lots of really good, like, East Asian vegan places around the city. There's also a place called Dosa, which is like Bombay Indian, South Indian kind of vibe. A lot of vegan food there as well. You've got your spot for choice.
Dude, I'm so stoked.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, well, I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning, Trevor. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Yeah, come to the show on Thursday at Pearl Diver and maybe see what we're all about. I think you'll enjoy yourselves.
Mean. I think they will too.
I saw on your playlist yesterday that you played one of my favorite bands of all time, Talk Talk. So thank you for that.
Oh, I love Talk Talk. They're great. Yeah, I love the album that I Don't Believe in You is from. I can't. Was it called? Oh my god, it's the one with the moths on it. It's
one the name of the first ones, one early Talk Talk records. Yeah.
Yeah, I just love the cover. It's just beautiful moth art. It's great.
Yeah, everything they do is just so good. Yeah. They also have a song called "I Believe in You," which is one of my favorite songs of all times, which is like the opposite of I Don't Believe in You. It was a later Talk Talk song called I Believe in You. Check that song out.
Okay, maybe we'll have to. We'll get the glass half empty and the glass half full version of the same song. Alrighty, thank you for coming on, Trevor. I really appreciate your time. And all the best with your tour down in Invercargill. And I hope you guys travel safe.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right, folks, that was Trevor Montgomery from the band Young Moon. We're talking about their latest EP, which dropped earlier in the year in February, called Paraverbal Awkwards / Young Moon is a Broken Bone. We're going to play the track Broken here on The One, and we have Clowning Around coming up at 9:45. You are indeed listening to The One. Keep it locked. Take care.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.